Let's go right to our phone lines to California. Listener on the app, thanks for holding. Vin, how can I help you?
Hi, my senior. I was having a question regarding prayer. Is there an improper way of praying? Because sometimes I pray when I'm on the road. I pray when before I go to bed. And sometimes I pray when I'm in the shower. Is that wrong in any way? Because I do a lot of thinking in the shower. So I was wondering, was that like improper?
Well, St. Paul teaches us to pray always. So no, it's not. And we always should be aware, as much as we can be, that we're living in the presence of God. So there isn't a wrong time to pray. Obviously, you know, all the virtues have to be brought into play there. So when we're driving, we can pray, but there's certain ways that we can't pray while we're driving. Like we can't shut our eyes and pray. You know, we can't do deep meditative prayer while we're driving because we have the prudential obligation to be a safe participant in traffic. So, you know, but praying the rosary while we pray is something that I think can be done by most people as long as they, you know, keep their eyes on the road and their hands on the wheel. So, you know, it's not something that is that distracting, in my opinion. It's like carrying on a conversation with the passenger next to you. That's how I look at it when I pray the rosary in the car. It's like I'm talking to the Lord sitting in the passenger seat as I'm going down the road. So, or any of the prayers I do in the car. So it's good to have a prayer routine because we humans being who we are, if we don't get it in the habit of regularly taking time out to speak to God heart to heart, we have a tendency to, you know, forget him or not think about him as much as we should. So I recommend having a prayer routine that has some regularity to it, you know, a daily prayer life of depth and substance. But you can pray and should pray everywhere and always.
Okay. And that brings me to the next question, too, as well, is that sometimes when I'm driving and I do the rosary, I'm trying to meditate on the mysteries, but, you know, obviously I have to concentrate on the road, make sure that, you know, I'm driving, you know, safely. And I don't fully get a chance to think, you know, meditate on the mystery. Is that wrong?
No, because there's different ways of praying the rosary. Obviously, it's not I think it's the best way to pray the rosary is on our knees or sitting in front of the Blessed Sacrament in a chapel, praying it either meditatively on our own or with others. That's the ideal, but we can't let the ideal be the enemy of the good or the perfect be the enemy of the good. You know, sometimes the best you can do and to have that time of prayer is to do it when you're driving, or I often do it when walking between things at the college. So, you know, you can get a decade in here, a decade in there, just between, you know, between appointments or between places you need to be. And before you know it, you've prayed, you know, significantly during the day. So I think it's important that sometimes we do it the full way with meditation and no distractions and all of that. But we can also do it well while we're doing other things, exercising or doing our daily routine.
Okay, because sometimes I do the rosary, and let's say I get through 2 decades, and I get interrupted, and can I continue, or I have to restart?
Right. No, I often do a decade here, a decade there during my day, and I think that's not a bad way to do it at all. I think that's actually makes sense of our busy day.
Thank you so much, Monsignor. I appreciate it very much.